No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Famous congressman, a gentleman I believe is a man of integrity, who was set up by the government using perjured testimony and sent to prison supposedly for inappropriate activity. And of course, the whole thing was schemed by the government in retaliation against him, because the problem was that Congressman Jim Trofficott told the truth. Well, he's written a book recently. One of the jurors on the jury that convicted him is actually says he comes out and then supports everything Jim Trofficott said, but there was so much pressure on the members of the jury that they convicted what they knew, at least this juror knew, was an innocent man. Jim Trofficott, are you there? Well, it doesn't sound like Jim Trofficott's here, so he was supposed to be our guest this morning. I got here a little late, so I guess we're just going to be doing open lines. We'll have to get him back again. Anyway, Jim Trofficott's going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference in San Francisco on the 2nd and 3rd of June, Marriott Hotel. If you want more information, why... you can go to their website. It's conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. www.conspiracycon.com. I'm going to be speaking. Got a great line of guests. Now, you have to understand, you come to a meeting like this, there are going to be some people there that are pretty far out. And, of course, there's a lady there going to be talking on the Pythagorean mysteries, because, of course, that she believes there's all sorts of secret knowledge and power there that you can tap into in the Pythagorean mysteries, that they're real, and I believe they're real. I mean, that after all, Pythagoras was the father of modern-day geometry, but most people never know how Pythagoras came up with a dictum, which is the foundation of modern geography, that A square plus B square equals C square. I mean, does anybody in their right mind honestly believe that Pythagoras, some, close to 3,000 years ago, I should say close to 5,000 years ago, I just sat down and scratched his head and said, I think that A square plus B square equals C square. Well, it didn't happen that way. Basically, there is mysterious and strange information that is out there. It became the basis of Greek mysticism, became the basis of the teachings of Socrates and of Plato and Aristotle, was the way, and tapping into that mysterious force was how Alexander the Great was able to capture almost all of the known world with a very small force of Macedonians, maybe 34,000 or 35,000, who went up against the mightiest army in the world at that time, the army of Darius, and of course they conquered them. But they were resorting to the hidden power that came from Pythagoras. Well, there's going to be a lady there who's going to talk about the Pythagorean mysteries. They're fascinating to know about, but we warn you, never, never, never try to tap into the other dimension that she's talking about, because we're told in the Holy Scriptures to avoid it like the plague. It's there. We need to know it's there. There is our mystical forces in the world. If you're a Christian, how could Christ walk on water? If you're a Christian, how could Christ raise someone from the dead? If you're a Christian, why, of course, you believe that Christ was crucified and died and resurrected. And as a Christian, I believe these things because I believe there is a supernatural world. But it's something we need to know about. We need to understand that it's guiding the course of human events. And we need to know that this is something God warns us against. Well, we're going to have to do open lines this morning because our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And I always depend upon you out there in the audience to give us a call so we'll have something to talk about. But it's going to be a fascinating conference. I'm going to be talking about a subject I've never talked on before, and that's Agenda 21. And in fact, when they called and asked me to talk on Agenda 21, I said, why Agenda 21? I mean, that's not my field. I mean, that's a lot of people a lot smarter than I am and can talk on that. And then the more I thought about it, the more I came to realize that probably there's no one who can talk on Agenda 21 better than I can, not because I know more about the details of this diabolical program and scheme, which is the foundation of literally everything going on today, but because I understand the force behind Agenda 21 probably better than most people, and most people are out there talking on this subject. Because if you don't understand that there is a organized, sinister, diabolical, supernatural effort to wreck our society, you can't understand anything going on. And that's, of course, the basis of the little mnemonic we put together, WREC, because this is a W, worldwide movement. R, they want to destroy religion. E, they want to destroy our economy. C, they want to destroy our currency. K, they want to kill most of the human world. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, open lines this morning is our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Our number is 877-254-7524. We were just touching on the subject of the Pythagorean mysteries. And of course, that was the foundation of the original mystery schools, Pythagoras. About 500 years before Christ had actually gone, Christ was born, had actually gone to the Near East and learned a great deal about the Pythagorean mysteries and about the mysteries, as it were, and came back, established a school for teaching the mystery religions in Greece. Socrates learned from him. Plato learned from Socrates. Aristotle was Plato's student. And then, of course, Alexander set out to fulfill the dream, to conquer the world. And that's always been the dream. And that is what's going on today. I mean, what do you think the United States has bases in bases in 130 nations throughout the world? Now, the military bases, we have a troop station in 130 nations. Why America is uniting the world in fulfillment of the ancient plan? And that's really what it's all about. There really is an ancient plan that is being fulfilled today, and the average American has no knowledge. He honestly believes if we went over to Afghanistan, because, of course, 15 Saudi Arabian terrorists, well, there were 19 terrorists of all, but 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia, and they hijacked planes on September 11, 2001, and crashed them into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and one of them went down in Shanksville. And the only trouble is six of the terrorists are alive and well, living in the Near East, and the government doesn't ever deny that's true. They just totally ignore it. But you go up on the internet, if you have a computer, and type in your search engine, six of the 19 hijackers alive Near East today, something like that. You get all sorts of stories on it, and six of them, apparently people have interviewed them, they're alive and well over there. So maybe you can tell me how those people could have died that day and be alive and well. And when you can, then I will accept the government's story that 19 hijackers were so smart they were able to outwit our entire military apparatus, that there was a stand-down order that morning that we saw, or we thought we saw, the planes crashing into the North Tower and the South Tower, over the planes that we were told about. Certainly, I've studied enough to know that a Flight 11, American Flight 11, apparently crashed into the North Tower, continued flying south and continued flying and was reporting back into the FAA after it crashed into the North Tower. Maybe you could explain that to me. Maybe you can explain why Sergeant Leo Chavez, who came onto my program, claimed he was at CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of September 11th, and there was a stand-down order that morning. In other words, that an order had been given that if there were any planes hijacked, that there was to be no fighter planes sent up to intercept them without permission from the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, and that after talking to me that morning, Sergeant Leo Chavez disappeared, never to be heard from again. Does this sort of thing happen in the real world? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really does. A number of the people that I interviewed have died under mysterious circumstances. People like Pulitzer Prize winner Gary I've forgotten his last name. If you want to say Gary Carr, but that's probably not it. But anyway, he was a guest on our program several times, and he committed suicide subsequently by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. We're talking about the real world. You live in an artificial world. You live in the world of shadows, created for you by the elite who control the media and the military and the banking system, the corporate system, and our religious system and our educational system and the great tax-exempt foundations and the leadership of both political parties. And they shape your reality with the media and the TV images that they allow you to see. And the truth seldom comes out. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and who do we have on the line?
How you doing, Dr. Sven? This is Edward again from Colorado.
Hi, how you doing, Edward?
I'm doing real good. I just enjoy hearing your show every morning when I drive to work.
I am so glad. Well, do you have a question or comment? Or just call it and say hello.
Yes, yesterday the House, they passed the assistance bill, which I'm sure you heard, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing Protection Act, which gives the government free rein to see our data from the companies like Facebook, Google, or whatnot. So hopefully this bill doesn't actually get signed by Obama, because if this really happens, then that's a problem for everybody, because everybody will lose their privacy from the web. And this is just amazing news, and I don't know why it got passed, but it's just amazing to me. So
well,
I just want to make a comment on that.
You have to understand the government's there to protect us from the wicked terrorists who took down the building that morning, the Twin Towers, then six were alive and well over the Near East. I mean, basically, it's all about establishing a dictatorship in America. It's like Project Echelon, wherewith they listen to all of your telephone calls by computer, your emails, your faxes. We have no privacy. I mean, they've inserted software in your cell phone, so they can track you every place, so they can listen to your cell phone conversations. They have their cameras they're putting up all across America, not to watch the bad guys, but watch for terrorists. They want to modernize American people when the dictatorship is established. They're going to have 30,000 drones. You really think there are 30,000 terrorists here in America? They're going to have one drone for every terrorist? No, they're for monitoring the American people. We're moving into a dictatorship. I share your concern that they're so blatant to bring these things out. But Project Echelon's been around for many decades, where they listen to your telephone calls. Well, they don't do it. They get the MI6, British intelligence, to do it. And that way, government agents can go before Congress and, without fear of being convicted of perjury, say, we do not listen to the telephone calls of American citizens, and they're telling the truth. They get MI6 to do it, and then we have our agents in Britain listening to all their telephone conversations by computer, and then, of course, monitoring those that use unusual, conversations. And all you need to do is get on the telephone and start talking about building a bomb or something, and you'll see how accurate this is. I mean, they will have their agents out there probably before you hang up the telephone. This is what's really going on in America today, all in the name of protecting us. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to establish a dictatorship. America is the key to the future of the world, and they must control this country to establish their one world dictatorship and fulfill the ancient plan.
Exactly. And then they're immune from any lawsuits from the citizens, you know, and they don't have to tell you, hey, you know, we're going to spy on you or we got data on you, which is, yeah. So they don't tell you. And then the CIA director Petraeus said, yes, we're going to spy on you through your appliances, like your washer, dryer, your fridge. You know, they're going to put Wi-Fi spots. Take over your router, see what you're going through, and see what seeing what website you're going to. And he sent this to Congress, and nobody does nothing. And then it violates the Fourth Amendment, you know, because the Fourth Amendment applies to any electronic that you own. So it's just amazing that they admit that they do spy on you. And then there was a NSA whistleblower, and he even said that, you know what, they already have your information on you already. So before this bill was passed, they've been doing this for a long time already. So it's just amazing. They just say it out in public, but nobody does, you know, nobody says a word about it. You know?
What you need to do, of course, is organize Ron Paul. You need to get the people voting for him. And if he runs third party, give everything he possibly can afford to for him to run. I hope and pray that he will run as a third party candidate, because he's the only man of integrity. Certainly Mitt Romney, we actually did a program with Kathy O'Brien, who had been involved in the CIA COINTELPRO programs, basically a victim of a CIA mind control with a dissociative personality. Now Kathy's a wonderful and charming individual, but on one of my programs, why she said that when she had been 9 years old, she had met Mitt Romney, who was older than she was, at Mackinac Island in Michigan. Anyway, it was a wonderful hotel there, a very famous hotel. In this island in Lake Michigan, and that he was under CIA mind control at the time. Well, you'd never guess, she just makes this remark on my radio program, and suddenly there are articles up all over the internet saying that Kathy O'Brien is lying, she's mistaken, people onto my program come under attack. I don't know anything about the subject. I had to call Kathy back and say, what about this and this and this? And she answered the things to my satisfaction. She is talking about Mitt Romney, whose father was the governor of the time, and who is now the Republican candidate for the president, or will be, in all probability, the Republican candidate for the presidency. And according to Kathy O'Brien, when he was very young, he was under a victim of CIA mind control. I think he still is. I think they've been planning this for a long time. Everything going on is planned, and that's why they're monitoring everything about you. They have dossiers on you. Actually, they called Fusion Centers, FUSION. You can go up on the Internet, type in your Google search section, infusion centers, and you'll find out that's where they coordinate the dossiers they have on every American citizen, because the FBI has one, the Office of Homeland Security has one, DARPA has one, the CIA has one, and of course you've got all these different dossiers on one individual. You got to coordinate them so they have a record of everything you say and do. This is the reality of what we're up against. And actually, Jesse Ventura did a wonderful program on that. You can go up there on the internet and type in Jesse Ventura YouTube Fusion Centers and see the material he got as he interviewed the people who were involved in this program. Are you still there, Edward?
Yes, sir. Okay. Going back to Ron Paul, he won. Actually, they went back for the delegates, and he won Iowa, and he won Minnesota. So I'm hoping that this is a chance that he could win the nomination for the president. So well, hopefully, you know, that will go through somehow, and then he'll get picked. But I don't know about that. But well, as far as the FEMA regions and the fusion centers, you always tell the people that it's for terrorism, but it's actually for the Americans, because they...
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. And, is Edward still there?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, let me just get our number out again. It's 877-254-7524. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I was reading the news this morning, And then, this is off the subject here, but in 2010, Michelle Obama went to vacation in Spain, and then it cost the taxpayers over $500,000. And, you know, this is the other thing that the government stipends money that we just, you know, she goes on vacation with our tax dollars, and then at the same time, our economy is exploding from the inside. You know, we got people, you know, going broke. We got California going broke. We got Alabama who filed for bankruptcy. All these other states are, you know, deep in debt. And then the government's in debt. And then we got the president's wife going on vacation on the taxpayer's dime.
Well, not only that, but apparently the daughters wanted to take a trip to Europe with their friends. So they just took Air Force Two. And it cost just as much to fly that, I think. $1,000 or more, $150,000 an hour, and so they just flew over wherever they were going, and they had this wonderful vacation. Well, why does we have to put the president's daughters on Air Force Two, you know, and pay for their security so they can go on vacations? I mean, is that what we do? We elect a Cynthia president, or do we elect a regency? And we elect a regency, basically, of course. They take good care of the president. When you leave the presidency, you get all sorts of money. Bill Clinton established a foundation when he left political office. He was literally bankrupt when he left. First of all, they gave him $10 million to write a book. Now, I don't even know if he wrote the book. But I do know that the Pope, with 1.25 million followers, only got $8 million for his book, but Bill Clinton got $10 million for him, as did, of course, Hillary when she wrote a book, as did Alan Greenspan when he wrote a book. This is not royalties on the book. It's payment for services rendered to the establishment. But after Bill Clinton left the presidency, he set up a foundation. And last thing I saw, I hear they collected almost $500 million, $500 to $600 million in donations from grateful people to the Bill Clinton Foundation for his integrity, his morality, his honesty, and his dedication to the New World Order.
So it just makes me mad that nobody does nothing about it. And then, you know, why don't they pay for their own trips? You know, just like everybody else here in this country, you know, if you wanted to get a trip somewhere, you got to pay for it for yourself. So why don't they pay for it out of their own pocket and not on taxpayers' money? Given
why should they do that when after all, they are in charge and they are being rewarded well for services rendered? Basically, Obama is betraying the nation. He is centralizing more power in Washington, D.C. He's going to lead us sooner or later into an expanded war in the Near East and Middle East. And whether this will happen before or after the coming election, I don't know. But you see, basically, this is going to be a nuclear war, I'm firmly convinced, because we have transferred the wherewithal and the ability to create nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Anybody doesn't know that? Well, that's because you've been reading the New York Times too long, but you need to read my newsletters. If you get the one on the Sybil Edmonds story, just go to your computer and type in Radio Liberty, Sybil, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds. Read the story and weep, but it's based upon information that's known all throughout the world, just as known in America. We are going into a nuclear war, and they're rewarding Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, for his services rendered to what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is motivated by the dark side. So basically, I share your concern. It's total corruption, but corruption has become a way of life and is well rewarded in America today because we've lost our moral principles. And everybody is so upset. Oh, my goodness, you know, some members of the Secret Service, which is supposed to, guard Obama, were engaged in some sort of an orgy with prostitutes. Why is everybody so upset about that? All the leaders of our country, almost all of them, go regularly to the Bohemian Grove for a couple of weeks every year, which is a constant sexual orgy where they bring in the little children for the sexual gratification of our leaders, where the leaders of the country run around naked in the woods and are relieving themselves in public there where all the other men are watching, and total depravity. In fact, actually, even Richard Nixon was caught on the White House tapes talking about how he hated to be out there with all those fags in the woods, but because he wanted to be there. And he's talking about the homosexuality among the leaders of my nation, but he wanted to be out there where he can make good political contacts. We have a wonderful four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove by people who've been there, who've studied it, who've been there under the auspices of the CIA, being used as a sex slave. That's the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Nothing like it at all. It's available to Radio Liberty. We have Alex Jones' wonderful DVD on the Bohemian Grove, where you'll see the pagan ceremony. Oh, with, of course, the fire and the owl and the people dressed in their gowns with the hoods and the candles and the chants. This is the leaders of my nation, the Bohemian Grove. We even have their own writings, nobody else has, where it's simply in one of their publications, one of the front pages, where they say, "We revere the owl." Why would they revere the owl? Why, it's a symbol of Moloch, of Satan. That is what Bohemian Grove is all about, and almost every president has attended that, including, of course, George W. Bush and his dad before him. And not everybody approves of it, but people go because they get a chance to meet the leaders of the world. And here there's all sorts of pedophilia and homosexuality, and a two-week orgy, and yet everybody's talking about the Secret Service agents and their sexual orgy. And when was the last time you read an article condemning the Bohemian Grove or even letting people know that this is where, even some of our leaders have written about it and the depravity practiced there? Number 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Edward.
Well, one thing I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to talk to my coworkers about what's really going on in the world. But I get through some of them, and the others I don't. And it's like talking to a wall. You know, they're busy watching the basketball games or the NFL draft or Dancing with the Stars or any sitcoms, and that's all they talk about. But
do you see what you've got to get is their attention? We'll talk about that when we get back. Our number 877-254-7524.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Doc, and back here for the last 3 minutes, our regularly scheduled guest, Congressman Dr. Kahn, didn't show up, so Edward, it's good to have to call in. If you're out there, you have something you'd like to say, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Edward called in. He was just saying when he tries to talk to people, most of them are too busy doing other things. Edward, what you have to do is get their attention. And just ask them if what they will do when they destroy the value of our currency. Have they made arrangements to have food on hand so their family doesn't starve? And then simply point out that this is what we've done over in Zimbabwe, where, under the auspices of the American government, we simply destroyed the value of their currency as an experiment, of which I believe, of course, was foreshadowing what's going to come in America. Over there, they ended up printing $1,000 trillion notes. In other words, $1,000 trillion was the value of the currency, and eventually they had to simply quit printing the currency. They're using the American dollar over there. The average person survives on $1 or $2 a day. The biggest problem over there is change. How do you get change? Basically the change has all disappeared. Nobody wants to give it up. They're hoarding it. And so, if you buy something that may be worth 50 cents, and you only have a dollar, they give you 10 candy bars or something like that as change. When the monetary system collapses, why, of course, there's chaos, and they're going to collapse our monetary system. They know exactly what they're doing. You can't borrow 43 cents out of everything you spend and then keep spending more and more and think you're going to spend yourself out of debt. And we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar that's spent. Who are we borrowing it from? Why, we're borrowing it from ourselves. The Federal Reserve is buying up 61%. Can you talk to people about these things? Explain to them that there's a plan to destroy America. The enemy is not in Beijing or Moscow. The enemy is here at 58 to 68th Street in New York City. They can go there, as I have, go to their records, get them to listen to my programs. Maybe I can convince them if you can't.
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to do. And then with the point that you said about the Federal Reserve buying our debt, it's about 60% that they're buying our debt. And then, like I said, with the currency that is being destroyed, we got little cities in Greece where they're using the barter system now. And then in Spain, they're going to bring back their own currency, I think, which is the peseta, which is their own currency. So it's happening everywhere. So, but I like your show. I hear you every single morning. I want to keep on telling the truth to my fellow people here. And God bless you, Dr. Stan, and you have a good day.
You too. God bless. And don't get discouraged. Just keep telling them. Maybe they won't believe you, but they'll hear it elsewhere. And they will suddenly realize it's true. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But we put together this little mnemonic to help you understand what's going on. It's the basis of Agenda 21, the master plan that they're working on today. They want to wreck our society. It's a worldwide movement, WR. They want to destroy religion. That's the reason that they've changed the music and the message and the address in our churches. You go to church today, most people don't get dressed up. People come casual in their jeans and in their sandals. And there was a time when people respected God and dressed for church. We don't do that any longer. Now they sing different songs. The great old hymns are gone by the wayside, and now we have the drums, and we have the trumpets and the banjos, and then they change the message. No longer does anybody ever talk about the fear of the Lord or the punishment of the Lord or the supernatural world that the gospel represents, as they tell us about the supernatural things our Lord was able to do. And of course, this is, but there's no longer fear of the Lord. That's why Chuck Christmeyer's great book, The Secret of the Lord, is so vitally important. The Secret of the Lord, we recommend you get it, tells about how 25% of our ministers, our Protestant ministers, are into pornography. And as far as a Catholic priest, of course, he doesn't dwell on that, but, you know, pedophilia is rampant among the Catholic priests, homosexuality among the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And why is that? Because the Catholic Church has been infiltrated at its highest levels. They have Masonic chapters and divisions there. If you haven't heard the four CD set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, you need to get it. He was a Catholic priest, a confidant of Pope John the 23rd, and he will tell you, in the last of the four interviews, what he did with John Loeffler, how the John Paul came to be elected Pope, and actually another gentleman, another cardinal, had been elected. He was going up to accept, you know, the position as Pope of the Catholic Church, and someone handed him a message. And it simply said, if you accept the papacy, you and every member of your family will be killed. Now, of course, John Paul I only lasted 31 days in office. This new cardinal realized, of course, that John Paul I had been killed, and he didn't want to end up the same way and have everyone in his family killed. So he declined the papacy, and John Paul II became the official pope. You need to get that great book we're carrying on, the Fais Romanus, or in the Catholic Church, about the year 2012, right?
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I'm here at the Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. I always enjoy open lines. Basically, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is supported by people like you.
Please wait a minute. Come on in. Come on in.
Hold just a moment.
I'm sorry, I'm on the radio program.
But do you know where the pool is? Go ahead, take a look at it. I'm sorry, a gentleman just came to the door, but this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we rely upon those of you out in the audience to help us. But we do have this great new book by Tom Horn. It's called Petraeus Romanus, and it's based upon, initially upon a book that was written by Father Malachi back in the 1100s, where Percy prophesied who all the popes would be up to the time when the Catholic Church in Rome was destroyed. And what was the year? 2012. Fascinating book, but it touches not only on that, but upon the prophecies of the ancient Mayan religion and their holy books, on the Aztecs, on the Incas, certainly the Cherokee tribes, of course, Nostradamus. They all prophesied that the world would end. And when? Why in the year 2012? I don't think the world is going to end in 2012. I don't think that necessarily Christ is coming back. But I believe that wicked people could be manipulating events so that something would happen this year. We do know that all the New Age writing, and believe me, every bookstore in America has a section that carries metaphysical books. Every major city has a metaphysical bookstore, and many Christian bookstores have a metaphysical section. Why? Because they've infiltrated Christianity. And, of course, basically, all of these books, most of them, according to Constance Cumby, are talking about the fact that 2012 is the year. Certainly, it was again from Mr. X from Lindsay Williams who told Lindsay that the dollar would be dead before the year ended. I don't know if any of these things are true, but we do recommend the book Petraeus Romanus. It's available from Radio Liberty. It's not that expensive, well done, well written, and it's certainly food for thought. And if nothing else, hopefully you will begin to make your plans for the fact that something serious could happen this year. Is it going to? God only knows, because in the ultimate affair is why God is going to determine what's going to happen. Our telephone number is 800-254-7524. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Give us a call if you'd like to get the books or get a free catalog or get more information on my ministry. You can listen to our programs at Radio Liberty 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. My telephone number, 844-8927. We'll be back tomorrow and Monday at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these